U.S. congressman, ran for mayor, and served in multiple high-ranking public service offices. He loves anything having to do with public service. It is a family tradition. I have another friend whose mother's a well-known author. Well, you finish the story. I have another friend whose father was always starting businesses, making them successful, and then selling them. You finish the story. I have another friend whose father loves aircraft piloting and aircraft history. You finish the story. We all have a family tradition. Sometimes it is a sad legacy, one that you work not to repeat. Children are sponges. They're going to absorb whatever is around them. So we need to be intentional about what surrounds them. The good news is you can choose your family tradition for the next generation. It is a choice. People with wealth, who also have a healthy understanding of wealth, don't obsess about money or worship money. They are, however, intentional about how it is handled, and they make sure their children know how to handle money. It is a family tradition. When my wife Sharon and I went broke, lost everything, and filed for bankruptcy, we were two 28-year-olds with a toddler and a brand new baby. I did stupid things with money, which wrecked that portion of my life. When I discovered common sense, biblically based financial principles and applied them, our lives started turning around and we began to win with money. As we got to where we could breathe, the first thought we had was to make sure financial stupidity never happened to the Ramsey family again. The second thought was to safeguard the next generation. We declared not only that we would never be in that situation again, but also that we would permanently sear proper money principles into our children's beings so they would never be in the same situation. We declared that we would change our family tree. So Sharon and I, that scared and scarred young couple, made the declaration that where money was concerned, we would start a new family tradition. A tradition of money knowledge, money character traits, and wealth. The good news is it worked. Our lives and family tree have been changed because we've raised three money-smart kids. This book is about you starting a new family tradition with money. Rachel and I are going to teach you practical, tactical, spiritual, and strategic principles that will change your family tree. You will either intentionally teach your children how to handle money, or they'll live in your basement until they're 40. You will either model how to handle money, or they will struggle, like the rest of our culture, where common sense isn't common. I will never tell you that the Ramseys have it all together, or that we've done the things in this book perfectly every time. There were times I was an awful money dad. There were times Sharon folded under the pressure of a whining kid in a store aisle. We are not perfect, nor were we perfect when raising our money-smart kids. But we did model good money principles, and we tried hard to intentionally create teachable moments about money for our children. You may be late to the party with older kids. You may be excellent with money, or not. You may be just starting your family. Wherever you are, you can teach from today forward and begin a new family tradition with money. You don't have to be perfect, nor do you have to be paralyzed by the mistakes of the past. You simply have to start. You can start today and grow money smart kids. While we have never perfectly executed the money smart principles we teach in this book, we have succeeded in raising money smart kids. Of all the successes, accolades, and fame I've been blessed with, what I'm most proud of are my children. Sharon and I have three competent, confident, poised, and wonderful adult children. They are winning at their spiritual walks, their marriages, and their careers, and all of them handle money well. Our daughter Rachel has become a world-class communicator, teaching these principles to audiences of every age and size all across this country. Her favorite thing to do is guide and teach families how to start new money traditions like we did. Of course, I am her proud dad. But as you read her words, you will quickly say to yourself, I want to raise kids like her. And you can. The bottom line is this. If the Ramseys can go from stupidity on steroids to bankruptcy,